This right here, WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in your brain, celebrating my musical finds, my hunter and gathering stuff, which I do constantly. My whole hunter and gathering stuff is music. And all year long, I'm finding things, and for no other reason than to play for you guys. You know, I enjoy it myself, but it's always whenever I hear something, I want to share this with you guys. You know, I want to share this. It's really a strange hunter. So it's a hunter and gatherer that shares things. That's the nice thing. So my obsession with collecting music, it does have an end goal. Hopefully you get some entertainment. And today's Friday the 13th. I didn't even go down that road of Friday the 13th yet. The whole thing of the whole history of Friday the 13th. But that's for another Friday the 13th. Right now, I only have like an hour left, and I have got a lot of music to get through. And we're just on the first 3 months of 2024. The musical finds, the things that I found, discovered, was issued, reissued. This is something new by a band. This band's got a real nice sound. It's called Come On Jan. It's a new band called the Tearaways. And I believe they're probably from Switzerland or Sweden or somewhere like that. Maybe Germany. No, I think it's Switzerland.
Your eyes full of sand, nowhere to crawl, nowhere. threw themselves into the most depraved orgies of filth and obscenity conceivable to the human mind.
Something new I found this year. El Capitan and the Reluctant Sadists with Black Magic Surrounds You from their latest albums, the Satanic Surf Sounds of El Capitan and the Reluctant Sadists. We heard It's My Life by Talk Talk. They released a big giant retrospective of the band Talk Talk, and they always had a really interesting sound during the whole new wave thing. We heard before that My Will by Minimal Compact from an incredible record. Actually, Minimal Compact originally from Tel Aviv, and they moved to Belgium, and they're still around now, man. Just there's really nice, kind of like syrupy goth sound, but I really like Minimal Compact. We started off with the Tearaways. Actually, Tearaways are probably from around here because Clem Burke is in the band, the drummer for Blondie. Is in the band Tearaways. Okay, we got to get into more of this fine stuff here. But it's kind of funny, the whole thing with, I want to get another little bit of a holiday rant here, a little bit of a Christmas rant here. I think it is hilarious. There's some things about that I think the irony of Christmas is just bewildering at times. Because they always talk, because there's a neighbor going, oh yeah, my kids are just waiting for Santa Claus. And I know the guy is like super conservative, but they believe in Santa Claus. And Santa Claus is a great guy. Well, Santa Claus is a liberal, I hate to tell you, because he's giving stuff away. He's giving stuff away for free, and he doesn't even ask for anything back. He's just a guy that gives stuff away to all the kids. That's not a, that would be a liberal that gives that kind of thing away, okay? Just willy-nilly. Because they even say that. He goes, oh, yeah, we can't get health care. That's just like Santa Claus. Well, okay, let's get some of that. We just can't give everything away. Why not? And then you actually look at, and what do they sell? And I love the hilarious thing about the nativity scenes. It's a Middle Eastern couple that was basically like, you know, pretty much on the run. And, you know, somebody took them in. I think it's hilarious. A Middle Eastern couple with a kid trying to escape persecution. And it's just, I think the amount, it's funny. It really, and it's just, I'm not making this up. It's all true, you know, but it gets all twisted around. So I just think that the whole thing of, conservatives saying war on Christmas, all these people, all these liberals want the war on Christmas. Hey, we are Christmas, man. I hate to break the news to you. We always give stuff away. You know, that's just it's the nature of some folks. And it's just the nature. Not like anybody's better than anybody else. It's just that it's just the nature of some people. There's some people that share toys when they're a kid. There's some people that don't want their kids playing with they don't want to share it, and they don't want to share anything. And it's just, once again, how you're formed and then how you're molded from there. And it's really fun. It really is. It really is funny. Humans are so ridiculous. Now, if aliens were smart, and aliens are smart, but aliens don't want us to go to visit Earth. Are you kidding? Aliens visit Earth? You know, Jay Leno had a great line. This is going way back when he was funny, like in the 80s. He actually said, aliens traveling across this beautiful universe and stopping at Earth is like driving a beautiful landscape and went to have dinner at Stuckey's. And he used the word Stuckey's because that's how old it was. Stuckey's was kind of like a low-level Denny's. But he said stopping at Earth would be like stopping at Stuckey's. And, maybe stop here and take a crap or something. That'd probably be the only thing to stop on Earth for. And, you know, we're not very good with new stuff. But if aliens were smart, and actually there was I keep bringing this up. There was a science fiction book called, I think it was called Communion, where aliens come down and they pretend to be God. And we'd fall for that because it's just magic tricks. You know, who knows if the last guy was here just wasn't an alien with magic tricks. I can turn some water into wine. Okay, I got this nuclear, I got this gizmo that does it. Hey, what do you know? He must be God. Well, he just did a magic trick for us. You know, he made people feel. That's a hilarious thing. You get people with the story, you know, and you confound them with some magic, and you can get them to believe anything, you know. If David Copperfield was smart, he would have been the next Messiah a long time ago. Look at that. I made the Empire State Building, you know, disappear. Worship me. That's what I tell you, man. Just got to come down and be a good magician. You know, just come from outer space, do some magic tricks, confound these stupid earthlings, because we fall for everything. I mean, probably 90% of our existence is fake. You know, the idea of money is fake. It's just a piece of paper we all believe is worth a dollar. Everybody believes it's worth a dollar. You don't even think about it. It used to be, it was backed up with gold. Now it's backed up with nothing. You know? And you know they're going to make the dollar nothing, and they're going to I love cash, though. I love cash. I just hope they don't make it where it's like everything's all Bitcoin and all, like, where they control all your money. You know, it's nice to have walk-around money. You know, not money that's nebulous. That's why I don't trust the stock market. I don't trust the stock market. If I can't put my hands on it, I don't have it. If it's just a number, I can't put my hands on it. I can't do anything with it. That's just the way, it's just crazy. You know, so probably the whole existence is just this belief system, different belief systems. You know, we believe this, we believe that, we believe money's this, we believe God's that, we believe, you know, we believe our jobs are important, we believe, you know, we're doing something. It's hilarious, dude. It is freaking hilarious. Life is just a varying degrees of pointlessness, but it's fun. That's the thing that gets me. It's just enjoy the roller coaster ride, man. You don't try and figure out how it's going. You don't figure out that you're it's like being in an airplane. You don't really think that you're in this big metal tube in the sky sitting. You think, hey, I'm flying. All you think is, I'm flying. That's all you, I'm flying. You know, you can't really start taking it apart, like how crazy and just how little sense it makes that you're sitting in a chair in the sky. But enjoy the ride, man, because it's awesome. This is a reissue. Dexy's Midnight Runners, man. They used to be really a good, like, early, like, Celtic soul band. Or is it Celtic? Is it Celtic or Celtic? That's the damn basketball team ruined everything. Because they say they're the Celtics, but they actually say it's Celtic. You know? I don't know, but needless to say, Celtic or Celtic. Here's their version of one of my favorite soul tunes, Cliff Noble's The Horse, done by Dexy's Midnight Runners. We'll be right back.
Oba, oba, oba. Mais que nada, sai da minha frente e eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é sambar. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Mais que nada, um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Growly tribal version of Mas que Nada by Luis Henrique from album came out in 2022. I just got it, but it's a Brazil 25 album. It's real good by Luis Henrique. Before that, we heard Monster Rally, a band I discovered, actually a dude I discovered this last year. Monster Rally, the guy gets old Exotica records and just kind of cuts them up, throws them together, and rolls in that with Sister Owls from his 2019 record. This guy's been doing this for years, but I just his catalog's amazing, Monster Rally. Before that, we heard the Specials, a demo of them doing 96 Tears. So that's another one of these nice things, never really got released, but man, nice minimal version of 96 Tears. Then we started off with Dexy's Midnight Runners from their everything's a new compilation, The Horse. And we're going to get into an album that I had when it first came out. I didn't care too much for it. I got another copy of it recently through this last year. And I go, man, this album isn't bad. And it's the last Screamin' Jay album, Black Music for White People. And here's his version of Tom Waits' Heart Attack on Vine.
Down on a hot second. every doggone time. You're waiting for the RTD on Heart Attack and Vine. Money Hines and White, surely found a pump. Don't you know there ain't no devil that's just screaming shame. Well, this love will probably kill you. Let's do another line. What do you say you meet me down on a Heart Attack and Vine? With your drawers on fire, white spade hanging on a telephone wire. Gamblers reevaluate along the dotted line. You'll never recognize yourself on a Heart Attack and Vine. Doctor, lawyer, make a man think. Billy Joe Remarkable looks on in disbelief. If you want to taste the madness, you'll have to wait in line. You'll probably see someone you know on a Heart Attack and Vine. See that little Jersey girl in the see-through top with the pillow bushes sucking on a soda pop. Well, I bet she's still a virgin, but it's only 25 to 9. You can see a million of them down on Heart Attack and Vine. Money Hines, Tana White, surely found a pump. Don't you know there ain't no devil that's just screaming Jay when he's drunk? Well, this stuff will probably kill ya. Let's do another ride. Say you meet me down on a Heart Attack and Vine.
Need you downstairs.
From St. Petersburg, Russia. That was Messer Chups, Lost Tracks album. I'm going to be playing a few more of those next week or the week after. Great record. Found the early Messer Chups, kind of like that spooky surf stuff. Before that, we heard Shirley Scott doing Soul Sauce, Guashi Wada. That was from 2014, but I just got it this year, so go figure. And then we heard Mascanada by Luis Enrique. And Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Heart Attack and Vine. So, yeah, recapping my musical finds of 2024. It's going to last months. Hopefully I can, because basically I got all the music I stumbled across, gotten, was released, all of that, all year long. This is the first three months of the year I'm playing music that I found the first 3 months of the year. One thing that, of course, you just can't get enough of, and that's King Crimson reissues. That's right. This is like from the 3,010 box set. So there's 3,010 discs in this set, if you could collect them all. But one of the things I thought was kind of one of my favorite underrated King Crimson albums was Wake Up Poseidon, the second record. And they actually did a version of Cadence and Cascade, most beautiful songs about a menage a trois, written by Pete Sinfield, originally sang by Gordon Haskell. Robert Fripp's friend, who hated being in King Crimson. He had a really nice lilting voice. He hated being in King Crimson. Most, but it's so funny. There's like so many guys that hated being in that band, especially early on. But Greg Lake, on his way out before starting Emerson, Lake & Palmer, did this demo version of Cadence and Cascade. But they, I don't know, powers that be or whatever, or Fripp or whatever, didn't quite think that Greg Lake's vocals fit the song as well as Gordon Haskell, which I think, I don't know, listening to it again and again, I do like this version as well. It's one of my favorite King Crimson tunes, Cadence and Cascade, the unreleased version with Greg Lake on vocals. A nice mashup there. Found that this year. It's called Gimme Shelter Baby. It's the Rolling Stones smash together with Rick James. Give It to Me Baby. And let's see. Oh my gosh, got time for one quick one and then we're going to get out of here. I want to do with a rocker here. The 125 doing The Haunted. Once again, Zombo in Your Brain. Also, we heard earlier, we heard Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. With Wanda Jackson doing Amy Winehouse's You're No Good. 125 The Haunted, recapping the music from 2029 Remain in the Main.
I felt all right. WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's Anthony Cacciato, and you're listening to The Angry Young Man. Well, good morning, everybody. It's actually, you know, is it morning? Now it's afternoon. It's officially 12 o'clock here. Welcome. You know, we're in here chatting today with somebody. But before I introduce them, I do want to say that any views expressed today by myself or by my guest are strictly our own and not necessarily those of WRCT. But I'd like to welcome today to our show a good friend of mine, our resident Kiwi here at CMU. This is Grady Kennix. Good morning, Grady.
Good morning, Anthony. How you doing?
There we go. We got you now.